You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right. It's white. Now there's a new Oxidol, a new white Oxidol, and it's making wash day history. Because new white Oxidol washes clothes whiter than ever before. Gives you the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, you're right. With new white Oxidol, now you'll see shirts and sheets and pillowcases washed so white, so brilliantly white, you'll be amazed. You'll see tablecloths and napkins sparkle like new. Yes, every time you wash with new white Oxidol, whatever the weather, even when you dry your clothes inside, you'll always get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever seen. And what's more, as long as you use new white Oxidol, your wash will stay white. White for the life of your clothes. White and bright. Your cotton dresses and gay prints will look fresh as a daisy. New white Oxidol is truly safe, too. Wonderful for washable colors. So next wash day, see for yourself how white and bright your wash will be with new white Oxidol. Get some now. Your dealer has it. Be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, Joseph's dinner date with the glamorous Ann Morrison had a rather unexpected climax, didn't it? They had dinner at the country club. They danced for a while. Then later they went rowing on Lake Candlewood for what Joseph said time and time again was the most wonderful evening he'd ever known. However, when they went to get the car to go home, Joe had borrowed Faye's car for the evening, he found the battery had gone dead. Joe managed to call the motor club to get somebody to come out with a fresh battery, but before the serviceman got there, the state police came along. Well, it's half an hour later now, and over at the Rushville Center House, the clerk, Peter Skillett, is dozing on one of the davenports in the lobby when, well, listen.
Hey, Peter. Peter, wake up.
What's the matter? What can I do? Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Peter.
What's the matter? Something wrong?
Will you please tell this officer
now,
that
wait
you know...
a minute. I'll handle this. Are you the clerk here?
What is this, a delegation? Miss Morrison.
Good morning, Mr. Skillett.
What are you doing with the law, Joe? What's the matter? Something happened?
Now, look, Goldilocks, if you're all awake now, I'll ask the question. Do you know these two?
Know them? Well, sure I know them. That's Joe, and that's Miss Morrison there, stopping here in the hotel. Can't say I know you, though, outside of this uniform. What's the matter, Joe? Run afoul of the state police?
Well, there's been a little misunderstanding, Peter. Our battery went dead. I was driving Faye's car, and...
Do you know Mrs. Faye Henderson?
Morris Faye? Well, sure I know her. Who doesn't? Went to high school with her. Sat two seats in back of her.
Peter, Mr. Skillett, would you tell the officer it's all right for Joseph to have been driving Mrs. Henderson's car? He seems to have some doubts about it. Feels we might have stolen it.
You can laugh all you want, lady.
Oh, I'm not laughing, officer.
My partner and me, we spent the whole night trying to track down a couple of young punks who stole a car, pulled a couple of holdups, and did a hit and run. That's how come we came to see you two parked out of the country club. Been prowling the highways all night. Hey, what's your name?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Skillett. Peter Skillett.
How long have you worked here?
Here?
Yeah.
In the hotel?
Yes.
13 years.
And do you think it's all right for him to have been driving what's-her-name's car, Mrs. Henderson's car?
If Joseph says it's all right with me.
Well, of course, you know, I could still hold you for trespassing on private property. That country club is private, you know.
Officer, I've told you we weren't trespassing. We were there as Mrs. Henderson's guests. We had dinner there.
Not at 2:30 in the morning, you didn't. The club closes at 10.
That right, Joe? You mean you're out to the country club at 2:30?
Oh, our battery went dead on us, Peter. We were waiting for a man to come out from the motor club.
Oh.
Well, can we go now, or have you got some other complaint to register against?
No. Not as long as he'll vouch for you.
Oh, Joe's all right, officer. Joe's a good boy.
Only, Sonny, the next time you go driving in somebody else's car, be sure you get an authorization, something in writing to show it's all right.
I'll do that, thanks.
Well, Sorry to have butted in, lady.
Oh, it was all right, officer.
You know, you can't afford to take chances these days. You know that.
Oh, I know. All of the young punks running around. Good night, officer.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Skillet.
Oh, good night, Miss Morrison. Good night.
I'll walk you to the stairs, Ann.
Oh, I'm fine.
Sorry as the devil about this mix-up.
Oh, don't be silly, Joseph. It wasn't your fault. It was fun. A little adventure to round off our evening.
Well, it was dopey of me in the first place not to have been sure the ignition was switched off so the battery wouldn't have run down. Been so darn long, though, since I've driven a car.
Well, don't give it a second thought. I'm just worried about you. It's so very late. You have to go to work in only a couple of hours.
Oh, that's okay. Horse does most of the work anyway.
Oh, you're cute. Well, Joseph, this is where we must part.
Too bad they never got around to putting an elevator in this hotel.
Oh, I don't mind. Good night, Joseph. I've had a lovely evening. It's been grand, every second of it.
It's been wonderful.
And please, go right home and get some sleep, won't you? It's after 3.
Yeah, I will.
Good night.
Anne.
Yes?
When can I see you again?
Why, anytime, Joseph. Of course, I do have work to do, you know, some pictures to take for my magazine back east, but outside of that...
You're very beautiful.
Thank you, Joseph. Oh, incidentally, your lips, they're still pretty pink.
Pink?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Better?
Uh-huh. Yeah? But you better use a little cold cream when you get home.
Okay.
Good night, Joseph.
Night, Anne. Night.
Well, now, officer, the only place to find a cup of coffee around this hour is the coffee pot across the street.
Huh?
Yeah, and brew a pretty good cup, too. Oh, Joe.
Peter, I think I'll run along now. Thanks for identifying us.
The usual Rushville Center house service.
Sorry to have caused you all the trouble, officer.
Oh, that's okay. And just to show you there's no hard feelings, come on over across the street and I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
No, thanks. I've got to get home to bed. Night.
Night.
Night, Peter.
Oh, Joe.
What, Peter?
Before you go on home, you better wipe off the lipstick.
Oh. Where?
Just caught it as you turned away. Smidgen behind your ear. Another blob back of your cheek.
Thanks, Peter. Good night.
Good night, Joe. Good night. Well, for the love of Pete.
Yeah, sensitive young fellow, ain't he? What's the matter? Has he got a chip on his shoulder or something?
Well, do you blame him under the circumstances? Come on, Chief. I'll go over and have a cup of coffee with you. Boys over the coffee pot will get a kick out of this. Joe out spooning with Miss Morrison.
Door unlocked. Yeah. Alfred. Oh. Alfred. Darling.
Oh. Hello, Anne.
Hello. Been waiting long, Mr. Sinclair?
Mm-hmm. Well, that depends entirely what time it is. Anne. For heaven's sake. It's 3:30.
Yes, dear. We had card trouble.
How dare you do a thing like this? I've told you repeatedly this is not New York. You can't go around pampering your friends and foibles with young men.
Oh, darling, please don't be nasty.
Oh, 3:30 in the morning. After my pleading with you to leave the boy alone. Must you perpetually play the role of Madame Du Barry?
Alfred, would you like me to send down for some bicarbonate of soda? Obviously, your dinner did not agree with you.
On the contrary, it agreed with me perfectly. It was a very lovely dinner. In fact, the whole evening was very lovely.
Well, good. I'm delighted.
3:30. But where were you?
Oh, we had dinner. And then we danced for a while. We even went rowing on the lake. You see, I too can be content with simple pleasures.
And what am I going to do with you? I saw your young man tonight. I dropped in at Ma Perkins just as he was leaving to call for you.
Yes, I know. He told me he'd seen you.
Well, I knew instantly that he was going to see you. He He was walking on air. Oh, Ann, you're too rich for him. You're far too heady a perfume. He just can't take you. Now, please call it off.
Did Ma ask you to intervene?
Ma Perkins isn't the intervening sort, Ann. She's one person who lives, not talks, the golden rule. Please call it off, won't you, before it gets too involved. We've only another 5 or 6 weeks here. Now, let's once go away from one assignment without leaving a trail of broken young hearts.
Oh, you beast. All right, my beloved, I'll try. Of course, I don't know how successful I'll be. My young friend Joseph has a mind of his own, you know. What if he doesn't let me call it off? You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, it's that new Oxidol white. Now you'll see your clothes washed whiter than ever before with new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. As you pour new white Oxidol into your washer, notice how white it is. But more important, see how white it washes your clothes.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
White is right, the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had or seen. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Now, even when you dry your clothes inside, you get the whitest Oxidol wash in history. And that new whiteness stays for the life of your clothes as long as you wash them in new white Oxidol. It's truly safe, too. Wonderful for washable colors. They actually come out brighter. So next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. Your dealer has it now. New White Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash.
Well, the clerk over at the Rushville Center House, Peter Skillet, may not have realized it at the time, but he certainly started something when he went over to tell the boys at the coffee pot about Joseph and Miss Morrison's date, as we learn tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.